Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast today. If this is your first time listening in with us, we want you to know that you are loved. Wherever you're joining us from, we hope that this message inspires you. And now, here is Pastor Jesse Norman.
Hey, thanks for being patient with us this morning as we were making room for people. And man, I love our church. I love you guys. And how many of you are glad to be in church this morning? It's going to be good. It's going to be a good day. And I'm going to preach really, really short. I've got like 15 minutes. How many of you know it's going to be a miracle if that actually happens? And I want to be able to give some instructions. If you're getting baptized today or you are going to end up getting baptized, we're going to dismiss you early, okay? But don't leave until I give you the cue. Is that cool? Okay. But anyway, we're gonna lean in today. I want to be able to share around the idea of baptism today. If you got your Bibles with me, Acts chapter 8. And as you're turning there, this is a great story about a eunuch and a man by the name of Philip, and God just divinely has an appointment, and this man begins to experience the waters of baptism. I'd love to be able to share with you out of there. So Acts chapter 8, verses 34, it says this. So the eunuch answered Philip and said, I ask you, of whom does the prophet say this of, himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and beginning at this scripture, preached Jesus to him. Now, as they went down the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, see, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized? Then Philip said to him, if you believe with all of your heart, you may. That's awesome. If you believe with all of your heart, you may. And he answered him and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So he commanded the chariot to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. And then, now when they had came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. If you ever wondered if anybody has ever teleported before, this is it right here. Then the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away, so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. What an amazing scripture. I want to read one more to you. Galatians chapter 2, verses 20. And this is what it says. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life which I now live in this flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I love it. I'm excited to be able to share this one. I want to talk to you around this topic or this thought. I have decided. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you for today. God, I pray you'd speak to us of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, Lord God. May people's eyes be open, Lord God. May people hear your voice, Lord God. And may today be a day of celebrating people that have made the decision to follow you. Lord, we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. One more time, give a big round of applause if you love Jesus. Have you ever had a hard time sharing a story with somebody and you're trying to help them experience what you experience, and then at the end of the story, you just kind of got to go, you had to be there. You know what I'm talking about. Like you're like, and they're all filled with anticipation. You get to the end of the story and they're kind of looking at you cross-eyed and you realize it's not really what you wanted it to be. So you're just like, you just had to be there. This last week, two of our great leaders in our church were on a date night. They went out on a date night together. How many of you know it's a good idea to date your wife? Okay. For all the married people in here, a good date night once a week will change your marriage, okay? Just implement it, take it from me, do that thing. And you also get to experience very cool stuff like this. And they were out on a date night, and they're sitting there at this restaurant, and they look over, and there's Seth Rogen. And everybody knows who Seth Rogen is, the actor, if you don't. Anyway, whatever. So they see him, and they go over, and they're getting selfies, and they're excited. And they posted on Instagram. It was just here in Omaha, and I saw it. And so the next day, I was hanging out with them, and I'm asking them questions. And I'm like, so what was it like? And they're like, well, he's kind of the same guy. Like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't know what's happening right now. Like, what are you trying to tell? Like, we were talking to him, and they're like, don't sit on the anchovy or what? I don't know what he said. They were like saying he was saying this weird stuff, and I'm like, and they just looked at me and they said, you just had to be there. It was hilarious. And I'm like, oh, it's one of those stories. It's one of those stories. You know, we all have tried to share stories and or moments from our life with people, and as we try to explain it, it just doesn't quite communicate the way we wanted it to. You know what I think? I think baptism is one of those things that is hard to explain to somebody unless you were there, unless you went through the process. Until you actually go through it, it never sometimes doesn't actually fully make sense. But all the time, I have moments with people that when they get baptized, they have this moment and they're crying and they don't know what's going on. And I go, what are you feeling? I don't know. It's like one of those moments you just don't know until you go through it. And I think in our passage of scripture in Acts chapter 8, this man, this eunuch, is about to have this experience that's quite like that. Here is this man. The Bible says that he's in a chariot and he's just going down the road. And here comes this guy, Philip, who's a follower of Jesus, filled with the Holy Spirit. And he's walking down the road. And all of a sudden, God whispers to him, hey, run up and catch that chariot and jump in it. Now, I don't know about you, but if God told me that, I would feel a little uncomfortable doing something like that. I mean, if somebody walked up to my car at a stoplight and tried to get in, that may be a moment where I tried to taser them. Okay? But here's Philip. He's going and he hears the voice of God. So he runs up next to the chariot. And as he gets there, he hears this man reading from the book of Isaiah. And it's a prophetic passage of scripture that's pointing towards Jesus. It's literally about the Messiah that would come and suffer a death on a cruel death to take away the sins of humanity. And he's reading it, and he doesn't understand it, and he's asking questions about it. So here's Philip running alongside the chariot. You know what I mean? Because the Bible says it doesn't stop, so he has to catch up to it, and he's listening. He's like, oh, this is called what I would call a savior setup. That this man is reading about his breakthrough and he doesn't understand it. And he's like, man, if I just had somebody to explain this to me. So Philip probably like kind of pulls back the thing. Hey, I know about that. Tries to catch up again. Hey, if you'll slow down, I'll get in. I'll tell you all about that. You know, so this is what's going on. He finally gets up in the chariot and the man begins to ask him, Is this guy writing about himself for somebody else? And it's like, Philip's like, well, let me tell you, Fred. And the Bible says he begins to preach Jesus to the man starting from that passage of scripture. I love this. It's such a picture of how me and you encounter Jesus. That before we ever thought a thought of Jesus, he was thinking a thousand about us. He was positioning things. He was moving things. He had a moment that he wanted to set up where you could receive a revelation from him, not just about what he has done, but about who he is in your life. See, I call it a savior setup, and that's what this man is in the middle of, and Philip begins to preach to him. And somewhere along the journey, we have to make an assumption that as Philip began to share Jesus, he shared what the Bible teaches us about becoming a follower of Jesus, that we are to repent, that we turn from our old life, we surrender our life to Jesus, but we also can read from this text that at some point he talked to the man about baptism. Because there's really no explanation. It simply says this, that he preached to him Jesus, and then all of a sudden they're continuing down the road, and the man looks over on the side of the road and sees a big body of water, and he goes, hey, there's water here. What's hindering me from getting baptized? See, I want you to understand, like in the early church, they saw these two things going hand in hand. See, when he preached Jesus to him, he also preached baptism to him because there is a significant understanding of what baptism is. I hear this from people all the time that, oh, baptism is an inward sign or an outward sign of an inward work. And yes, I do believe that. That we are making a declaration that I have decided to follow Jesus. And I want people to know about it. I'm going to go public with my faith. Why? Not because it saves me. It doesn't save me at all. But I have an understanding that, man, this thing cannot be confidential to me. I, in fact, need the people in this room to run this race with excellence. So I want people in this room to know. I want my church family to know. I want the people around me. I am a follower of Jesus. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. See, he was going, hey, if you're going to follow Jesus, this is the lifestyle. It's an all-in kind of lifestyle. It's a no-holding-back lifestyle. It's a surrendered lifestyle. It's a lifestyle that's based on decision. So he says, hey, what's hindering me from being baptized? I think that's a great question for so many people maybe in this room right now. What is hindering you from being baptized? What is holding you back? See, there's some things I believe in our faith we don't fully understand and we don't need to understand until we get on the other side of it. I believe baptism is a calling that Jesus put in place that is a testament to obedience. It's a testament to trust. It's a public declaration of our faith. It's a sign of an inward work. It's a decision that we make. And so many times I meet people all the time that have been Christians for years and they've never been baptized. I want to say right now in this moment, today is your day. I want to put that in there while I keep on talking. Let's not let another day go by where we aren't obedient to what God has called us to do. Let's just make up our mind. There's some things I don't need to understand. If Jesus did it, and Jesus instituted it, and then Jesus commanded us to do it, I think that ought to be good enough for me. I should just do that thing, whether I understand it enough. But there's a few things that we do see from the story that I think is important for us to understand, is that first off, the man had made a decision. So the decision preceded the baptism, not the baptism preceded the decision. You will find this pattern riddled throughout all of Scripture. People give their lives to Christ. They make a commitment to be a follower. It was to repent and be baptized. Our choice matters. You cannot turn from an old life. And I don't want to offend anybody. This isn't me against any other religion or denomination. But as a child, I cannot turn from my sin. That is a decision that I've made to say, you know what? I'm going to leave this old life behind. For I have been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who lives, but Jesus that lives in me. And this life that I'm going to live from this day forward, because I've made a decision, is going to be lived by faith in the Son of God who died for me and gave his life for me. That is a decision that we have to make. See, we have to decide it. And then on the other side of it, so maybe you got baptized when you were a kid. Maybe if you've made a decision, it's time to get rebaptized. It's time to step out and do it in the divine order of things, that it's a decision that's preceded by baptism. But it's also this, that he looks over in the water, and throughout the Bible, they got down in the water, okay? And baptism was a full immersion experience. And here's why. It's illustrating that I've been crucified with Christ, that I have died, and that I've been resurrected because he was resurrected. I don't want, like, the principle is that, like, part of us didn't die. All of us died. All of us goes under the water. All of us comes up. So here at this church, we believe that people need to be at the age of decision to get baptized. They need to know what they're doing. I've made a decision to follow Jesus. There's no turning back. We believe in full water immersion, that we are been buried with Christ and we are being raised to newness of life. But I also feel like we can find great argument in the Bible. All these things that I've just said, it's an outward sign of an inward work. It's obedience to Christ. It's a picture of the cross. It's Galatians 2:20 being declared through a moment of remembrance. Go, that's where I left it behind. It's all of those things. But I also believe this, that Jesus never commanded us to do anything that did not bring spiritual breakthrough to our lives. He doesn't want us to pray just to be busy. He wants us to pray because prayer brings breakthrough, okay? He doesn't want us just to go through a religious ritual or religious motion. No, I believe that in the waters of baptism, there is something that has shifted over people's lives in the spiritual realm. I don't know if I understand it fully, but I do know a picture of it in Exodus chapter 14. It's a picture of, it's the children of Israel. They've been stuck in slavery for 400 years, for 400 years. And God raises up a deliverer named Moses, which is a picture of Jesus, okay? The ultimate deliverer. And Moses, we know the story. He confronts Pharaoh, and Pharaoh won't let the people go. And so God sends plagues on all of Egypt, and it's just a crazy scenario. And finally, Pharaoh's had enough, and he says, get these people out of here. Just let them go. Let them go. Let them go serve their God and be free. Can I tell you, that's what the cross did to the devil. It put Jesus's foot right on his head. And he's just let him go. Just let him go. Go serve. But the interesting thing that begins to happen is that as they're leaving Egypt, they're coming up to the Red Sea. There was two major crossings of water that the children of Israel went on their way to the Promised Land. The first was the Red Sea, which is a picture of water baptism for the believer. The second one was the River Jordan, which they cross, which is a picture of the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which brings power to possess all of your purpose in your life. And God wants each one of us to cross through these things. So they're coming up to the Red Sea. And Pharaoh all of a sudden realizes, no, I'm not letting these people go. Let's go get them. And they begin to run. All the chariots of Egypt begin to go after the children of Israel. And Moses stands, and God tells him to lift up his staff, and the Red Sea parts, and they enter into the water. What a picture of baptism. They go into the water. And as they come up the other side, guess who's chasing them? Here comes Pharaoh with all of his army chasing them right into the sea. And the Bible says the water collapses on them. The enemy left behind, the promised land out in front. Friends, I want to tell you today, I believe water baptism is not only an outward sign of an inward work, but there is something that has shifted spiritually over your life that says the enemy will not have influence over me like that anymore. My promised land is out in front of me, and I'm going to go possess it. That's the life that God wants us to be able to live when we've made a decision to follow him. And there's some people in this room today, like, you need to not put this off. Like, you showed up to church today thinking you weren't going to get baptized. There's some people in here, go and get baptized. I think we had 11 or 12 people. Half of them were like spontaneous people who just made up their mind, today I'm going to get baptized. I'm not going to wait any longer. And if that's you today, maybe you're in this room and you're like, man, I need to get baptized. I've never done this before. I need to get baptized. Or maybe you were baptized when you're a kid and you want to get baptized again because you've made a dedication of your life to the Lord. Here's what I want to tell you. We're ready for you right away. We've got a laundry basket for you. You can put your clothes on that you're wearing right now. We've got shorts and a t-shirt for you. We've got a towel for you. We're completely prepared for you. If you want to get baptized, what is hindering you? I want to tell you today, the only thing that's hindering you right now is you. Let's make a decision. Let's just get her done, man. On the other side, you'll have to tell people, you just had to be there. You just had to understand what was happening in me in that moment for you to get it. But I get it. Because obedience brings blessing to our lives. So here's what we're going to do. Maybe you showed up today and you're like, man, maybe you're far away from God right now in this place. And you need to turn your life over to Jesus. You need to surrender. Let's do both today. Let's say yes to Jesus. Let's get baptized. Let's get baptized. And today, man, we're going to do this. So there's several people in here that have already signed up and whatever. There's several people that are going to spontaneous. Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to pray over each person. And when I say amen, here's what I want to do. I want you to stand up. If you're going to get baptized, I'm going to exit out that door. There's team. They're going to show you where to go get changed. The rest of us are going to stay here. We're going to worship through a song. We're going to meet them out there. And we're going to celebrate them getting baptized. But if that's you today, when I'm done praying, I want you just with boldness. Let's do this thing. Let's get baptized. You're going to have people out there just celebrating you in such an amazing way. So today, Jesus, I thank you for people in here today. God, I thank you for people that have made a decision to follow Jesus, Lord. And I pray right now that in this moment, Lord God, that today as people step out in obedience, they would have blessing follow them, Lord God. I pray you'd encourage them, Lord. God, today may be a day, a turning point day in their life, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Come on, if it's you, you can go ahead and get up. Come on, let's celebrate everybody who's getting baptized. So many people have already kind of exited. So awesome. Why don't we all stand to our feet? Come on.
Thanks for checking out the My City Church podcast. We hope that this message inspired you to love God, love people, and lead in life. If you'd like to connect with us further, please visit us on the web at mycitychurch.cc. Until next time, we are believing that the best is yet to come in your life.